Hey, what's up, guys? That's right, Nerd Soul here. Get ready for the podcast, breaking down what happened in your week of geek. Doesn't matter if it's movies, comic books, TV shows, we're going to get right into it. So I ain't going to waste your time. Let's do this. Oh, yeah. We're coming with another wonderful episode of Talk Shop. And this is a special episode because we're doing a read-along of Freestyle Comics Hot Shot, because on Monday, we are doing a live review of issue number 9. It's gonna be so fun because I'm gonna be with the creator or the penciler, Michael Watson. We're gonna be talking about the book. It's gonna be so fun being able to actually hear from the man himself why he did this or why he did that, or what was his ideas or what's his plans for the future, or you know, why was this drawn this way, or what, you know, why was the character design, all of this cool stuff we're going to be able to get into. So check us there, man. It's going to be Monday. It's going to be so fun. Monday. But let's get into a Hot Shot. And here we're going to be covering issues 1 and 2. The reason I put these together is because there's a to be continued, and they kind of fit together pretty well doing, you know, this man's little journey or beginning of his journey, of course, where we find him in downtown Columbus. Now, the things that I like about this book are that the guy, Michael, of course, after Michael Watson, but the character of Hotshot, his real name is Michael, and he's relatable. He's a regular guy. He's a normal guy. You know, he's the everyman that you can kind of like relate to. Your entryway into the story is very easy. It's not hard to grasp where he's coming from. He has a broken relationship. You know, his girl is like, why are you always gone? Of course, we know he's always gone because he's got to fight crime. But, you know, he's always gone. She's blaming him for cheating. She thinks it's another woman. And sometimes whenever you get an idea into someone's head that some infidelity is going on, you can't get it out of their head. It's just there. So in this case, you know, she's leaving. So he's struggling with that. And it's something that you can sympathize with because he's like, yo, man, I can't just put my superhero business out there because, one, I don't know how you're gonna handle it. Two, you might tell it. And three, it might put you in more danger, you know? And I'm sure there's a 4, 5, 6, and 7, but those are the main three things, you know what I mean? You don't want her to be in more danger. So in trying to be a good hero, he ends up ruining his relationship. And that's kind of where we meet him, man. And a thing that I like about the art, which is a plus and minus, the art, when it gets to the facial expressions, they're very descriptive and vivid and weird. Kind of like, it reminded me of like Eric Larson's facial expressions back in the day, where they would be very close up and very weird, but very expressive. But at the same time, the art at times seems to either change models or sometimes get rush, but though that you know kind of hinders it a little bit, we're picked up because we get a crossover with Heroes International and Vigilance, most importantly, and I love Vigilance. And we also get a nice forward moving story, even though we go back in time twice technically in the first issue, which I don't like, kind of like 5 days ago or yesterday. It's like, yo, just tell me from the beginning, man. Stop hopping back. But one thing I do like is that since they did that, they tied it up well, because sometimes writers will say, you know, one day ago, and then they'll forget to tie up a certain loose end. And in this, they tied it up well. But what really drives this is the dichotomy between Hotshot and his character, which is kind of like everyman, easygoing, and the Void, or Void, which is this villain that he has to go up against. And dude is not playing. And he's not only extremely strong, but he's got the ability to kind of, I guess, put people in a trance to fight with him against a good guy. And I mean, they're like throwing bottles and cans and even shooting at Hotshot while he's trying to fight the real threat. And I think that provides a very interesting, and I mean, there's other villains have done it, but it's not, I don't know, it just doesn't seem to be as prevalent in this one, because there's even people that are being like mind warped or whatever, and then seems like they're dying because they're like foaming at the mouth.
I mean, this is a pretty dangerous situation because this guy seems to, you know, he's levitating cars and throwing them and, you know, Hotshot's trying to dodge cars and stuff. And he's trying to dodge people and trying not to hurt the people, but they're shooting at him. And it's crazy the scene that we get to see in these first two issues. And it's in this fight that I like how they build the world. And I like how they kind of allow Hotshot to be his own hero while showing that sometimes you need a shoulder to lean on. Like, Hotshot, for the most part, handles the Void, sort of. He knocks the crap out of him when he goes, like, straight Super Saiyan. But dude knocks the crap out of him, and he, like, goes flying into, like, Antarctica or something. I don't know. He just goes, it's an ice place, all right, man? It's a real cold place. And they're not in a cold place at this time. Like, knocks him to Canada or something. But Vigilance comes, helps him out, and takes him to, you know, I guess, like a, you know, a superhero EHD facility, I don't know, some, you know, extra human, you know, hospital. That's where she take him. But, you know, he kind of heals up. And it takes me back around to his girlfriend that broke up with him, which is, I think, is another strong part and an interesting part to leave off on these two issues is, you know, she left him, of course, because she's like, I don't know where you've been. I don't know where you're going. I think it's another woman, blah, blah, blah. Well, during the fight, when he was throwing all these cars, one of the cars that was in danger was a car that his ex-girlfriend named Carla was in. And not only does he save Carla, but Carla finds out that he, of course, is Hotshot. And that's where we catch them two, or both of them, at the end of issue two. And not only is she like, we need to talk, and he's like, yo, man, I ain't got time for this, because dude's like mad, batted, and bruised. But she's like, you know you're Hotshot now, but the second he, you know, she goes to say that, dude is like in his trance of becoming part of the Void, a part of entering the darkness or whatever. So I think these two issues, I put them together because you see kind of the exit of Carla and then sort of the entry of Carla back again while spanning a certain particular fight. And it's a great introduction, man. I really enjoy it. I mean, there's things where the models seem rushed at times with the art. Carla has a color problem. At first I thought she was white, then I thought she was black, then I thought she might have been Latina. So I don't know what they're doing with her color, but the core of it, which is the connection to the rest of the world of Freestyle Comics, the fight, which was just, it was bananas, man. Like, because you got to see like just cars, big rigs, you know, pickup trucks, stuff just flying at him, and then just regular citizens also attacking him with, you know, with everything they had. I mean, there were multiple people shooting at him. So this is a serious situation, and I was glad to see something that was that well intertwined. So yes, the art does have problems in some of these panels, but I had a great time reading it, man. The story really held through. Very colorful, very vibrant. I think it's something that I could get into. And since I'm going to be doing this read-along, guys, you can holler at me. I'm going to holler at you. Down in the comments, you can check the link in the description below for all the Freestyle Comic stuff. Check out Hotshot. To read along with this, I think you probably want to read Hotshot, maybe a little Vigilance just to get caught up. But Hotshot, that's what I'm on now. So let's read it along. Man, I'm having a ball. Real quick, I'm going to focus on issue number 3. Both of these issues are a little short, but they provide a lot of context into Hotshot and who he is and the history of Freestyle Comics as a whole. With issue 3, we get a distraught, kind of upset, nightmare situation that Hotshot is in. But while he's in that dream, while he's in that nightmare, he is kind of recounting what Justice went through with Nemesis and how these, you know, EHDs just disappeared and, you know, how they were fighting and it was so much destruction and then they were teleported and then they were in space and all this crazy stuff. And it provides a lot of context into why he wanted to be a hero, what pushed him, what you know, excited him about heroism. Also, it provides a lot of context into where the heroes are at now. You know, where the world is now as far as heroism is concerned, and also kind of where they plan to sort of go. And I like the way they played it out because they allowed, you know, this, you know, kind of like nightmare situation to go on while he was able to recount what made him him, while he decided to be him. In this, they also show a lot of parallels between, you know, Justice and Nemesis, and also the Void, I believe that's the character's name, Void, and Hotshot himself. And kind of how that's going to play out, because this is still in the Heroes or Welcome Home Hero or Heroes Welcome storyline that we're in. And I'm interested to see the destruction, or maybe the destruction of the character, as we near episodes or issues 4 and 5. Because there's so much that I see kind of leaning towards Justice and, of course, Nemesis and how they ended. But hopefully it'll be a lot happier for our hero. But another large issue of number 3 is Mike and Carla. He wakes up in the, you know, he wakes up from that crazy dream, and Carla's like, look, we need to talk. I know you're Hotshot, blah, blah, blah. He tries to play it off. She's like, no, I know, and you can't lie to me because I got the necklace. We'll get to the necklace later. But I like the fact that he's like, okay, I'm gonna tell you. And the relationship that they have now, after kind of breaking up and her moving on, now it's a situation where almost she wants to know, just I guess for the sake of knowing, for her closure. And I mean, she just needs to know, just because, you know, that's what she needs. And I don't think, you know, I don't think she wants to know everything, because of course later on we find out she's like, who knew? Oh, a couple people over here knew, a couple people over there knew. And she's upset because one of the people that knew is a girl that she thought he was cheating with on her. And it's like, no, she found out on her own. She was just, I don't know, she just figured it out, but I didn't tell her. And I guess Carla is sort of taking it very personally, because yes, he did keep this from her. It's a huge part of his life, but I think it was done in a way, of course, like you were saying, to sort of shield her or protect her, not because he didn't trust her or didn't want her to be around. It was more of like, if she knows, she could be in a lot more danger than just, you know, regular citizens are already. And I like that because it played out like a lot of relationships do. Sometimes you come to an end and you need a resolution, and you get the resolution, you don't get back together. You just, it's like, hey, we're cool now. You know, like, I'm not upset with you anymore. I'm not angry with you anymore, but we just can't be together, unfortunately. And that's kind of where we leave with that. Now, the last thing that I love about issue 3 is that it shows a hero, and we see this from time to time, but most of the time they play, and not only in comics, in TV, movies, all this, they play it like fighting isn't hard. Like, fighting doesn't take a toll on your body. And it showed Hotshot very mangled, very bruised, very abused, very beat up, very, you know, just disheveled. And I love to see when heroes are like, yo, yeah, I won, but, you know, my shoulder's broken, or you know, I got, you know, my whole right side is burned, or, you know, I got, you know, my toe hurts, you know, anything, you know, because fighting does hurt, you know, fighting takes time, it's energy, it's, you know, so I like the fact that he took the time to show him, because in a lot of cases, they'll show someone hurt, and then the next issue, they'll be looking like they've been on glamour shots. So I love this. I love this view of him just being hurt, being affected by the fight that he was in. Now let's talk about that issue 0. Oh boy. I love issue 0 because there is no, like, at all, there's no dialogue, except one text message, sorry. But that's not real dialogue, you're typing. So there's no dialogue in issue 0, but they use issue 0 as a way to tell the story of how Hotshot became, well, not became Hotshot, how he started off and how he got his new suit. And they tell the story of how Carla gave him that necklace. And that's her connection to the necklace to him, and his connection to the necklace to her. And I loved how it was played out, because they were able to tell this story, a very interesting story, a very important story for us to have context once again about what they're fighting about why she's so angry, about why this hurts her so much. And what this necklace means to him, because this is his last piece of her as she's leaving. And I just love the way it was done. The panels were great. The art was great. And you can also see the art getting better from issue 1 to now issue 0, issue 3 and 0. Carla looks a lot better. Michael looks a lot better. Hotshot looks great. And I just really enjoyed Zero. And the biggest reason is that you rarely see this. Now, I mean, of course, there's been comic books that have had segments without dialogue, and some have gone a whole issue with no dialogue, but it's rare to see it. You know, it's very rare to see someone just tell a story, almost like a silent movie. And I just love the way they put the emphasis on the necklace and on the suit, because it's almost like they came at the same time. And it's almost like he became a new person when he received both of those. Even though Carla was not happy that he was late because she threw it at him, but he kind of graduated to both of those items. And I really enjoyed that. So guys, if you're enjoying this read along, holler at me, I'm gonna holler at you. Down in them comments, let me know what you thought about episode 3 or issue 3 and their whole fight and spat. And I really wanna know what you're thinking about issue 0, because I had a lot of fun. Just when I got to page 2, I was like, yo, is there not gonna be any dialogue? Oh, I'm kind of feeling it. So, you know what I'm saying? It was cool. So let's get into issues 4 and 5. And there's a lot swirling around in this issue. We see kind of Hotshot and Mike, or Michael, dealing with his injuries, dealing with school, and trying to handle real life. And straight up to all superheroes out there, stop trying to have a regular life. Like, you need to find another way to get money, maybe sell on Amazon or something, but don't have a real life. There's no way you can go to school and then you're flying and throwing fireballs, you know, and 2 hours later, it's not going to work. You saw how beat up he looks. You can't do this. Why even try? Why try to have a normal life when you ain't a normal person, man? You have to have a super life, man. But anyway, I digress. Let's talk about the fight, because this is what really encapsulates this and the 5th issue. And we actually get a callback to some work or some words from the Vigilance issues, where Vigilance actually goes a little dark. And it kind of harkens back to some words that she was told of in her issue, in her own book, talking about her darkness, where she comes from, or her characteristics. I can't remember exactly, but they definitely talk about her being dark in that too, or a possibility of being dark. And the fight in these 2 issues is a real fight. And that's what I love about it, because in this, you see that Hotshot has a very real threat to himself and those around him, because Void has decided that he's going to destroy him who is the Chosen. And now, of course, he doesn't know why he's chosen. We'll probably find that out later. But it means so much to see this on screen, because you see a true struggle of him trying to win. You know, it's not a slam dunk. It's not even a slam dunk for Vigilance. So, like, this is a real threat inside of this, you know, inside of this small city that they are ripping to shreds. And you see that he bleeds, and you know if it bleeds, you can kill it. And for some reason, Vigilance goes into this crazy rage. I guess she connects with its power or its darkness, and she goes off. And I love how the fight switches to 2-1, and then from Hotshot trying to get Vigilance to kind of back off and chill, to also fighting against Void and then going back to fighting Void. It is crazy. And then to see, of course, Vigilance punch a hole in this dude's soul, like straight through his body, blood everywhere. I enjoyed it. I know the Hotshot verse, and they're supposed to be like, you know what? It's not supposed to be dangerous. We're supposed to be above them. Look, what are you supposed to do with someone like Void, man? Like, really, Hotshot, what are you supposed to do with him? We gonna put him in jail? We gonna put him in regular jail behind some regular bars? You can't hold him. Vigilance can't hold him. He gotta die. I'm sorry, he gotta die. He just gotta die. This show's over, forget it, he gotta die. All right, maybe not die, but, well, no, he definitely has to die, but the show's not over. Because I love how this goes up against him dealing with his, of course, girlfriend, which I don't even know why he's trying to deal with Carla. But we do see him talking with Maria and seeing why Carla would be upset, even though I don't even know why he's trying to keep that relationship. That just needs to be over. But I do love that this deals with the man and the hero, and showing that one can't survive without the other, and also showing that maybe, just maybe, the man can't have everything he wants because the hero needs to be everybody or everything that everybody needs. And I really enjoyed the way this resolved. They got the hero done, and a very serious talk with Vigilance about, is this something that we have to be worried about? You know, is this something that, you know, I always have to be worried about you dealing with and stuff? It's very interesting to see him taken off, you know, off balance and off guard by Vigilance's actions, and to see where he might want to go from here. And I really dig this issue, man, because it showed his problems with the comic book group, with school. It also showed his problems with Void. And Void is no joke. I mean, he was killing left and right, possessing people. They still didn't really explain how he's possessing people, so that was a threat. Like, I'm glad Void was taken care of, but I have to say issue 1 through 5, or 0 through 5, was definitely a tense one, especially from the eyes of Hotshot, and I really enjoyed it. So if you're following me in the read-along, of course, holler at me. I'm gonna holler at you. Down in the comments, let's talk about Hotshot up until now with Heroes Welcome, man. I really love this joint. So let's get into issue number 6. The biggest thing that stood out to me, and I think pretty much the only thing that I wanna focus on with this issue, is the community response. I think a lot of times we gloss over, because of course, you know, it's comic books, it's movies, it's TV. We ain't got no time to worry about first responders. But in this, we spend a whole issue dealing with what the first responders go through. And we get to see a very interesting news tidbit from how the local news feels about this, and also how a certain senator feels about this, and where people land on EHDs and how they're helping or not helping and what their contribution really is. I mean, we have a senator that's definitely, he's not down with the whole EHD thing, and you can see that he wants either a little more oversight, or he definitely wants them gone. You know, he wants extra human reform. It seems like the newscaster, you know, you don't know where she's on it, because they give us a little peek into what she looks like and how she dresses. Also, you see just the rubble, just the people, just the pain, just the suffering. And we usually don't get to focus on that, but we focus a whole issue on this. And I really love that. And really quick, we also get a longer conversation with Hotshot and Vigilance about how dangerous she is, and if this could happen again, and what's wrong with her. And I think that longer conversation fills out how Hotshot feels about heroism, how she feels about it, and also whether she trusts herself or not. And I didn't touch this on this on Heroes Welcome, but I will say this. I love the pairing with Hotshot and Vigilance. They seem like people that they want to help. They want to, you know, be able to protect people and stuff. And they come from a good place. And I'm saying this because I'm used to seeing heroes where it's like, oh, we're begrudgingly put together. But these heroes seem like they enjoy helping each other out. And it's kind of like, hey, do you need some help over there? All right, cool, I'll come over. You know what I'm saying? It's fun to see that. It's interesting to see that, because it's rare to see a situation where, you know, heroes are friends, I guess you could say. You know what I mean? Of course, I guess you had the super friends, but you know what I mean? Like, it seems like they relate to each other, they care about each other on a certain level of, you know, friendship or whatever, and they respect each other. And I really like that about those two when it comes to Hotshot and Vigilance. I think that's a very important part of that story, and I just hope that they don't have to hit a rift. But as far as this issue, man, I have to say that it is very, it's very important. And like I said, with issues, I believe 3 and 0, it provides a lot of context into this world. It makes the world more real when you see people focusing on the first responders, the, you know, the firemen, the EMTs, whatever, the people getting saved from the rubble and actually showing like the newscasting. And I mean, I know people might say that's the boring stuff, but you don't know the world that these guys live in unless we see it. So I really enjoyed it, guys. And if you've enjoyed it, holler at me. I'm gonna holler at you. Down in them comments, let me know what you thought about, of course, issue 6 of Hot Shot. I really like the way this world is filling out. Issue 7 and 8. Straight up, let's deal with Mike and Carla off jump. Mike and Carla are trying to make it work. It's a horrible idea, but they're trying to make it work. And Carla sees that Dinah girl who has come in, we'll talk about her in a second, but Carla is like, oh, so he been with these girls, these super hotties, these super bimbos. I ain't trying to deal with that. No, boo-boo. Look, I'm gonna tell you for real. Carla, look, it's work, all right? I got things to do. She came over here in a portal, man, all right? She bust me in my head. I turn around, I gotta fix things, all right? I'm fighting dragons and demons and stuff, and girls with big old, you know, reptile arms. I'm trying to save the city. You over here drinking tea and eating bonbons, all right? I got things to do, but I digress. Carla sees, of course, her man with Dinah girl. She wasn't too happy. She was a little bit jealous. She feels like she's being left out. She's already feels like, you know, she hasn't been given that part of him and that she's kept that away from her and only shared it with Maria. Now there's another woman in play. Of course, you also have Vigilance, who she might be jealous of, I'm not sure. But this has to do with, it's a little bit of him, it's a little bit of her insecurity, and it's a little bit of just life that happened. Now I will say, yo, look, if you're trying to have a girlfriend, dude, you cannot keep forgetting stuff. Like, yo, you ain't Spider-Man. Like, you think you just keep forgetting people? That's a huge issue. Like, how hard is it to you? Like, dude, set a Google alert, man. Do something. Like, don't just keep leaving people out in the cold and be like, oh, man, I'm sorry, I forgot. Dude, look, if you want to do this superhero, regular person stuff, then do it. If not, which I told you to do, don't do it and just be a hero, man, because you can't be running around trying to help people out drawing comics when you're trying to save the world. But let's get into the issue. You know, he's fighting against Tyrant Lizard and the Dragoness, and there's big old dragons breathing fire, and Dinah Girl comes out of a ripple or a rift and runs right into him. And I love how they quickly find out, unlike a certain movie, we're not going to talk about this movie too long, but unlike a certain movie, two heroes can meet in a situation where they don't expect to meet and realize, oh, we're both good guys, no need to fight. I'll leave that right there for you. So anyway, they find out, oh, you're cool, I'm cool, can you help me out? Of course. Why? Because that's what heroes do. Anyway, I digress. So we get to see a great pairing and a nice little team up of, you know, Hotshot and Dinah Girl. And Dinah Girl got strength, man. Like, homegirl tried to, like, hit her with a mad fire blade. She like, fire don't hurt me. Smigak! So I was happy to see that. And I like the comedy dynamic between those two, because Vigilance and Hotshot is more of a respect thing. It's more of a kind of like decorum thing. And with Dinah Girl and Hotshot, it was more of like a playful, like, oh, cool, you can help me do that. And all right, so I enjoy that, man. I like pairing him with other people. It was fun. It was almost like, kind of like Avenging Spider-Man when they had him with like different people throughout. And it was kind of playful and still some cool fight scenes. And I enjoyed that. So I like this team up a lot. And over these two issues, we deal with the background of the EHD and also these ripples and time rifts. And where is actually coming from? Like, who is everywhere, man? Also, what is it gonna take to fix all of these ripples and rifts? Because she said, okay, it's almost perfect. I got it when it comes to rift and, you know, fixing the time displacement of this crazy fight that goes on. And we don't know for sure, because this is comics. We don't know if everything's back right perfect. But who would I be before I touched on, of course, that fight scene, boy, I'm talking about opening portals from everywhere. It was crazy. It was incredible at the same time. There was so much going on. They had samurais and robots and dinosaurs and all kinds of crazy mess coming through portals. Hotshot and Dinah Girl had to fight them all off. And it was some top-notch, like, just great art, fun lines, cool stuff like everywhere. I just really had a ball with it, man. And I liked it. It's fun to get one of those breather episodes, because we were in a very heavy situation from 0 through 6. And 7 and 8 were still, you know, there were still fights, but it was more lighthearted. And it was able to get like, okay, cool. We had a little fun and maybe we'll get back into something serious in issue 9. I'm not sure yet. But we had a lot of fun in this issue. And guys, I'm really digging it, man. And I'd love to see Dinah Girl again. So guys, holler at me. I'm gonna holler at you. Down in them comments, let me know what you thought, of course, about Dinah Girl. What you thought about Vigilance coming in at the end and they weren't really digging each other. And what do you feel about Hotshot? And of course, Michael and Carla. Do you think they should just call it quits, man? Because I know they're not gonna work. I know there's love there, but if you know it's not gonna work, just move on, B. So anyway, I gotta tell you guys to hit up thatnerdsoul.com. That's right, check me out right there. All my videos from the oldest, newest, latest, greatest, and all that. Then hit up shop.thatnerdsoul.com and pick yourself up a t-shirt player. And don't forget to get one for them playettes. Then come back here, like, comment, subscribe, and share that Nerd Soul. That's right, there's no better way that I can show people that you like what you are watching. So before I bounce, I gotta say, LA, what up? VA, what up? RBA, you got my heart, and please be good to yourselves. Be good to each other. And remember, man, sometimes coming to another dimension is not as easy as it seems. Peace.